بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدى هدى نبينا وإمامنا وحبيبنا ورسولنا محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يقول الإمام الذهبي رحمه الله تعالى الكبيرة العاشرة إفطار رمضان بلا عذر ولا رخصة الإمام الذهبي says that the next kabira, the major sin number 10 is a person who breaks his fast in the month of Ramadan without any religious excuse or rukhsa, a concession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have made concessions for people where they don't have to fast in the religion. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنَفِيَةِ السَّمْحَةِ I have been sent with the religion that makes things easy for people. So the woman who is pregnant, she doesn't have to fast. The person who is of old age, he doesn't have to fast. The one who is traveling or sick, they don't have to fast. The one who has a job that is extremely difficult, he doesn't have to fast. That's the samaha of the religion of Al-Islam. But then there are those individuals from this ummah, for one reason or another, who saw fit to break their fast during the month of Ramadan. Some people were trying to fast, and they broke the fast because they were newlyweds. Some people were trying to fast, and they broke their fast because the shaitan overcame them. It is a kabira from the kabair, kabira number 10. He brings a number of proofs. The first one, he said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أفطر يوما من رمضان من غير عذر ولا رخصة لم يقده صيام الدهر ولو صامه وهذا لم يثبت. He said that the Prophet says صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever breaks his fast one day from the month of Ramadan without any excuse or without any religious rukhsa or concession, he will never make qada. He will never be able to make qada, make up that one day that he missed, even if he fasted for the rest of his life. He said that this hadith is not authentic. This hadith has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari in Sahih al-Bukhari. But Imam al-Bukhari put it in his book, Ta'liqa. He didn't connect it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The chain of narration is not authentic. And he narrated it with the Sighatu Tamrid. And that's when Imam al-Bukhari puts a hadith in his book and he says, it is said, it is narrated, it has been narrated. That's an indication for the reader that al-Bukhari doesn't see that hadith as being authentic. So there are weak hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. But the majority of the weak hadith that are in Sahih al-Bukhari, they are there for a particular reason. Al-Bukhari is trying to do something with that hadith. He may be trying to display and show that in the chain of narration of this particular hadith that's weak, there has been a connection between two particular narrators, for an example. So Imam al-Bukhari said it was not authentic in his book, At-Tariq al-Kabir. This hadith is not authentic and it's from the Ahkam. And whether it is from the Aqidah or the Ahkam, or whether it's from the tarheeb and the targheeb, whether it's from the fada'il al-a'mal, what is enough for us is what Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed in His Quran and what the Prophet brought sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinukum. I have completed for you your religion today. We don't need what is not authentic. And then Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامِ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ وَالْجُمْعَةُ وَلَى الْجُمْعَةِ وَرَمَضَانُ وَلَى الرَّمَضَانِ كَفَّارَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ. The five prayers and the Jum'ah to the Jum'ah prayer and the Ramadan to the next Ramadan, they are expiations for the person. It wipes away your sins if you avoid the major sins. وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسٍ شَهَادَتِي أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. Al-Islam has been built upon five pillars. The shahadatain, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad, Rasulullah. And establishing the salat and giving the zakat. And fasting in the month of Ramadan. And making hajj to the Kaaba. وَقَالَ حَمَّادِ ibn Zayd عَنْ عَمْرِ ibn Malik al-Bakri عَنْ أَبِي الْجَوْزَاء عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ أرى الإسلام وقوائد الدين ثلاثة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله والصلاة والصوم رمضان فمن ترك واحدة منهن فهو كافر وتجده كثير المال ولم يحج ولم يزكي ولا يحل دمه وهذا خبر صحيح. عبد الله بن عباس said that the institutions, the main institutions of Al-Islam, the Ura of Al-Islam are three. The Shahada of La Ilaha Illallah, and establishing the Salah, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Whoever leaves any of those three, he's a disbeliever. You find that individual having a lot of money, but he doesn't make Hajj. You'll find him having ample money, but he doesn't make Zakah. And it is not permissible to shed his blood. Concerning these three issues that Al-Imam al-Dhahabi brought, it's clear why he brought them. Al-Islam has been built upon five pillars. One of those pillars is the Siyam of Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Abbas said that from the institutions of Al-Islam is the Siyam of Ramadan. So he is saying, rahimahullah ta'ala, if a person is not fasting all of Ramadan, or he's negligent in a day or days from the month of Ramadan, then there's going to be something wrong with his religion. Because the rukn, or the pillar, is what the house is built upon, the structure is built upon, the arkan. So whatever is built upon it, it is going to be dependent, the strength is going to be dependent upon how strong the foundation is. So if he's not praying and he's not fasting and he doesn't consider going to Hajj, then there's a problem with his iman and there's a problem with his Islam. So as we mentioned, there are those people who they've missed some days as it relates to fasting in the month of Ramadan intentionally. We're going to come to what you have to do to rectify that issue. In the salat, there is no qada. There is no making up the salat that you intentionally miss. You intentionally did not get up for any of the Fajr prayers or whatever prayer. There is no qada which you intentionally miss in the salat. There's no dalil to allow you to make it up. As it relates to the fast of Ramadan, if you have missed days in the month of Ramadan and they are easily calculated, you have to make it up. And we'll come to that insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought the next statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the authentic hadith that shows the virtues of fasting the correct way. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدْعَ طَعَامَهُ وَالشَّرَابُهُ. Whoever does not leave alone lying and the qawl al-zur, giving false testimony and acting ignorantly, whoever doesn't give it up while he's fasting, Allah is not in need of him giving up his food and his drink. Ikhwani, we need you to pay attention right now, because as we mentioned before, Kitab al-Kaba'ir is not just a book of al-mu'idha. It is a book of fiqh and is a book of usul fiqh, And it's a book of Aqeedah, and it's a book of Al-Hadith, Ilm Al-Hadith. So now Imam Al-Dhahabi is bringing to us a very important aspect of Al-Fiqh. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the person who was fasting in the month of Ramadan, while he's fasting and he's abstaining from his food and the drink, and having relations with those who are halal for him, but he's watching Bollywood movies, he's listening to music, he's giving false testimony, he's using bad language. If he doesn't avoid those things, which is the reality of fasting, leaving alone what is haram, if he doesn't give that up, Allah is not in need of him giving up his food and his drink. So what is Imam al-Dhahabi doing here? He's doing a form of qiyas that is from the deen. And it is called qiyas al-awla. Qiyas al-awla. And qiyas al-awla means, as it is given to us in this particular hadith, if a person is actually fasting, but he's not fasting the correct way by partaking and engaging in those affairs that are against fasting, then Allah is not in need of his fast because he's not fasting according to the spirit of Al-Islam. If Allah doesn't need that and Allah rejects that, then what about the person who doesn't fast at all? He doesn't fast at all from the Bab al-Awla, then even more so, his situation is worse. So they call that the Qiyas al-Awla. Allah Ta'ala told us about our parents, and we took this a few weeks ago. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say to your parents, uff. So from the Qiyas al-Awla is, if you can't say to them a word, uff, then clearly you can't strike them. Then clearly you can't say a word that's worse than uff by swearing at them or saying, I wish you died. That is qiyas al-awla. And that's what Imam al-Dhahabi has done with this particular hadith. And that's the shahid from the hadith. He brought the last hadith of Rasulullah in this bab, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئًا أَدْرَكَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May the nose of a person be put in the dirt or the mud. The month of Ramadan comes and he is not forgiven. May his nose be dragged in the dirt. May it be made dirty because he lost out on a golden opportunity. So Imam al-Dhahabi brought those adilla and he ended this particular chapter by saying, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُقَرَّرٌ أَنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ صَوْمْ رَمَضَانَ بِلَا مَرَضٍ وَلَا غَرَضٍ أَنَّهُ شَرٌ مِنَ الزَّانِي وَالْمَكَّاسِ وَمُدْمِنَ الْخَمْرِ بَلْ يُشَكُّونَ فِي إِسْلَامِهِ وَيَظُنُّونَ بِهِ الزَّنْدَقَ وَالْإِنْحِلَالِ. He said, and what is understood and believed by the Muslims in general is that whoever leaves fasting in the month of Ramadan and he's not sick, and he doesn't have an excuse that's religious, that to leave the fast of Ramadan is more severe than the person who makes zina. And it's more severe than the makkas or the tax collector who is taking the people's money oppressively. The oppressive leader has sent him to tax the people and he's taking the people's money oppressively. It's worse than that. And it's also worse than the one who is mudman on the khamr. He is an alcoholic, addicted to crack or cocaine or some other kind of narcotic. The Muslims of the past believed that the one who left the month of Ramadan, all of the month, or some of the days of the month of Ramadan, that is greater than the one who committed zina. Why? Because Ramadan is a rukn from the arkan of Al-Islam. And the Salat is a rukn from the arkan of Al-Islam. So there we have it again, where the mawazin or the mizan has been lost with the Muslims. We will marry the individual who doesn't pray the Salat. But we won't marry the individual who drinks khamr or the sharab. And both of them are evil. Neither one of them deserves to be married to our women at all. If we heard that the man is drinking khamr, or he's doing something where he leaves off one of the arkan of Al-Islam, the door should be closed. No thank you. You have the nerve to even ask for my daughter or my sister. No thank you. As for the one who was not from our tribe, but he's holding on to the arkan of al-Islam, and we don't know anything but good about that individual. We know no evil about him. This is an individual that we are obligated to marry him to our women, our daughters, and if we don't, there's going to be fitna and fasad in the earth. He went on to say that the Muslims doubt the Islam of an individual who doesn't fast, and they consider him to be one of a zindaqa. He is a heretic in his development and in his makeup. As it relates to breaking the fast of Ramadan, Ikhwani, we add on to that the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he was taken to the Isra wal Mi'raj. And the two angels took him on top of a particular mountain, and they said, let's go up the mountain. And he said, I can't make it up that mountain. They said, we're going to make it easy for you. When he arrived at the top of the mountain, he heard a voice or a number of voices that frightened him. So he asked, what is that sound? They said, that's the sound of the people of Al-Nar. He said, and then I saw a group of people who were being hung up by their Achilles tendon behind the ankle bone. They were being hung upside down by their Achilles tendons, and in their mouths there were hooks. So I said, من هؤلاء? It was said, هؤلاء الذين يفطرون قبل تحلة صيامهم. Those are the people who break their fast before the proper time. A person gets tired and it's midday, he says, I can't fast anymore, I'm not going to fast anymore. Shaitan comes to him and he breaks his fast. That is the one. It's not the one who thought the sun set, so he ate 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes early without intending to do that. He thought it was the time. That person is ma'zur. It's talking about the one who intentionally broke his fast. Concerning the breaking of the fast, the person who breaks his fast in the month of Ramadan, or outside of the month of Ramadan, but it has the hukum of Ramadan. He was traveling and he missed the day of Ramadan. So he decided today to make up that one day of Ramadan. And in this day, he broke his fast. Today has the hukum of Ramadan, even though it's not Ramadan. What is the recompense? What is the penalty that comes to us in an authentic hadith inside Bukhari and Muslim? أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله هلكت فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أهلكك قال وقعت على أهلي في رمضان فسأله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه هل تجد ما تعتق رقبة قال الرجل لا قال هل تستطيع أن تصوم شهرين متتابعين قال لا يا رسول الله قال هل تجد ما تطعم به 60 مسكينة قال لا فجلس وهو مهموم فأوتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعرق فيه تمر فقال يا هذا تعال خذ هذا وتصدق به قال يا رسول الله أأفقر مني ما بين لابتيها أهل بيت أحوج إليه مني ومن أهلي فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بدت أنيابه فقال خذه وتطعمه أهلك. The man came and he said, يا رسول الله, I've been destroyed. He said, and what has destroyed you? He said, I had relationships with my wife in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah asked the man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you have the ability to free a slave? He said, I don't have the ability to free a slave, I'm poor. Do you have the ability to fast 2 months consecutively? He said, ya Rasulullah, I can't fast 2 months consecutively without breaking it. He said, do you have the ability to feed 60 people? He said, I don't have the ability to do that. So he went to the side and he sat down, disturbed with himself and his condition. Someone brought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam some dates. Rasulullah said, hey, take these dates and go give it in sadaqah. The man said, ya Rasulullah, is there a family who is more poor than I am? My family is the most poorest out of everyone. And there is not a family of Ahlul Bayt in all of Medina who is more in need of those dates than my family. Abu Huraira said, the Prophet ﷺ, upon hearing that, smiled until we saw his teeth show. He found that amusing. He found that funny. He said, then take it and feed it to your family. So someone hears that hadith and he says, this is from the humor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La wallahi, that's not from the humor of Rasulullah. Because it's not a humorous matter to break a fast in the month of Ramadan. A person looks at that hadith and he says, I'm going to have relations in the month of Ramadan. And it's easy because look how Rasulullah did with that particular man. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أتى أهله في هيدتها فليتصدق بنصف الدينار. Whoever has relations with his wife while she's on her mints, then let him spend as a kafara half of a dinar. Everyone here has half of a dinar. But everyone here who has an intellect, would he look at having relations at that particular time of the month as being small? I'm going to do it because all I have to do is get 5 pounds and that's the kafara. No one in his right mind would say such a thing or feel such a way. Knowing that our religion is the religion of a tahara and the religion of a taqwa and the religion of al-wara. Similarly, breaking the day in the month of Ramadan is worse than that. It's worse than drinking khamr. It's worse than making zina. It's worse than coming to the woman at that time of the month. So it's not a humorous issue. And who knows, Ikhwani, maybe that man was from the people who fought the Battle of Badr. Maybe that particular man was from the men who didn't miss a single jihad in all of al-Islam. Allah, his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laughed for a reason that's known by Allah and known by the Messenger of Allah. It shouldn't be understood from the fiqh of this hadith, the humorous nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. So if a person breaks his fast in the month of Ramadan, he has to make a kafara. First of all, he has to make up that day. In another narration, a ziyada that is authentic, an addition. The Prophet said to the man sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fasum yawman thumma astaghfirillah." Make up that day you missed and make the istighfar of Allah, make tawbah. So if you missed that day, you have to make up that day. And after that, if you have the ability to free a slave, you free a slave. One of the ways that Islam came, a practical way of emancipating the slaves. There is slavery in al-Islam, and we believe in slavery. It's not practiced today correctly, but it will return. If he doesn't have a slave, as no one has slaves today, he is to fast 2 months consecutively. So if you are a young individual and you got married in the month of Ramadan or other than that, and you have the ability to fast the 60 days, then that is something that you have to do. Or the 29 days and the 30 days, then that's something you have to do. And if you break the day for whatever reason, if you break the day without a legitimate excuse, you have to start all over again. If you can't fast those days, and Allah knows best who is Qadir and who's not Qadir, the person has to feed 60 people, representative of the 2 months, 30 days, 30 days. So if you broke the fast, we either do the second or the third thing. We either fast 2 months consecutively, or number three, we feed 60 people, or a family, we feed them until it comes out to 60 people. This is the kafara in the religion of Al-Islam for the Muslim who breaks the fast.